is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Anyway, my story takes place in Monroe, Illinois. I just recently quit my job as a custodian at the Monroe Preschool / district office, and the building, look, history, it's the oldest building in the oldest school building in the district, and it was built like early 1900s. Anyway, there's a few stories I want to tell you about it. Hopefully I don't take too much of your time. This first thing is, it wasn't me, but one of the custodians in the summer was walking in the gym, and there was some summer school going on. Now, in the gym, there's like two sets of bleachers on each side. And underneath the bleachers on each side are locker rooms that are no longer in use. They're empty, they don't use them anymore. Anyway, one of the custodians was just walking across the gym, went out of nowhere. One little kid grabs his hand and points to the staircase and says, "Don't go down there. Mr. Wiggles is down there." And he got nothing of it. And as time went on, things kept happening. One night I was walking there at night, I was by myself, I was finishing up. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I had an hour and a half left in my shift. And I was, just doing some extra work, like getting recycling and stuff. And I walked past the library, well, the other library, and the lights were off, and the door was locked. And I went outside, and when I came back in, the lights were on, and I freaked out, and I left. But it gets scarier, so I'm doing the boring stuff first. Anyway, one time during the day, a teacher was in the gym with her class, and they were using like the dodge balls and stuff, and at the end of the class, they put the balls in like a bin, but the kids put too many balls in the bin, and it overflowed, and all the balls fell down the staircase underneath the bleachers that goes into the locker rooms. Well, the teacher went down there to go get the balls to go pick them up, and she went down there, turned the light on, and she couldn't find any other balls. Well, she turned around and looked at the top of the staircase, and all the balls somehow just magically appeared on top of the staircase, neatly stacked for her. So she was really freaked out. She had no idea who did it. And then on another occasion, one of the teachers was there on a Saturday by herself, students an extra walk, and they were getting ready to leave when they heard some noises coming from the boys' bathroom by her room. And it wasn't anything like, normal, just like weird noises. So they were freaked out and ran out of the building. And I thought maybe it just like, when they told me this, I thought just like, mechanics or something. Well, the night before I quit, I was getting ready to leave. It was 11:30 at night, and I clocked out, and I was like, I gotta go out of town and get gas and stuff, so I'll just use the bathroom before I leave. So I get in the bathroom, and while I'm in the bathroom, I hear, I'm by myself, and I hear like footsteps, like loud footsteps, walk past the bathroom, and it really freaked me out, and I got scared, I ran. So I know these kind of, those stories are really like almost cliche, but this is the experience that we have at the school, and we think it's Mr. Wiggles, and we call him the Wiggles now. If you could let me know what you think about all this, I'd appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.